Good afternoon. We just completed our first practice for the in preparation for the NFC Championship game against a very, very good San Francisco 49er team who did accomplish some outstanding things this year in addition to their 13-3 record. For anybody to be plus 28 is amazing. Only 10 turnovers throughout the course of the regular season. I think it was really impressive to me as I studied the fact that they led the NFL in field position, where they took the ball over at some 33.5 yard line, which is, that's a nice start for anybody. And they also led the NFL in the opponent's drive start. Their starting field position for the opponent was at 24.3 yards. Their defense, fourth in the NFL. Their offense really showed what they can do the other day, as Alex Smith obviously had a very good day in bringing his team back to victory over the New Orleans Saints. And had made some outstanding throws down the stretch in that process. Their special teams is outstanding. They're ranked in the top 10 in both punt return and kickoff return. Ted Ginn has done an outstanding job with that. They're a good physical football team, and we look forward to the challenge. Regarding today's practice, Eli did not start the practice but didn't finish it. He has a stomach bug. And that's why he will appear on the injury list or injury report. Hopefully, it's just a 24-hour deal, and he'll feel better tomorrow. No questions? Good.
How much can you take from the game you played during the regular season? How much did two teams change?
Well, you can always take a lot because you can match up. You can see yourself against the opponent. How much have the two teams changed? Well, let's talk about their team. Their team was playing very, very well at the time and continued to do that throughout really the remainder of the season. And again, even though their numbers are not great offensively for 16 seasons, the way that they play, or 16 games, the way they play, you have to understand they do an outstanding job of complementing their defense and their special teams and not turning the ball over. And, of course, they turned around and were plus four the other day as well. So their team has been very steady. They have a theory or philosophy in how they play, and they have not wavered from it. But the thing that occurred the other day is when they needed to make the plays as the score went back and forth, the lead changed in the last 4 minutes, they certainly showed that they can bring the ball down the field. No. We believe you got to have balance. So we rushed the ball, I think, 29 times out there when we were out there. We did win the time of possession. We had 70 snaps to their 52, which are all things you would want to do. We just didn't score enough points.
When you talk about the turnover battle, field position, those types of things, as a coach and a guy who's been in the industry for a long time, are those marks of a well-coached team that's playing a sound game?
Well, it certainly is. And when you do that, you're eliminating the errors that – get you beat, and so they certainly made that a top priority. Their players bought into it, and they've done a very good job with it.
How much is the weather on your mind at this point?
I've looked at it a few times, but you know, again, it is what it is. So, I mean, there isn't anything we're going to be able to do about it except go play in it, and we have to dunk the ball in the bucket of water a couple times this week. We'll do that, but we're going to prepare for whatever happens, and hopefully be able to play our game.
Their field in the past hasn't been so good. Do you have any indications it's better now?
I don't. I don't have any indications.
Last week, Denver, if the weather was weather concern, it was cold this week, it's rain. How does rain specifically affect game plan or anything else?
It's not going to change the plan. It's not going to change what we hope to be able to do going in. Once into the game, if it becomes a factor, then we would have to make adjustments. Same thing that works in the cold, I think. You know, he just stays focused, believes he can get it done, and, you know, takes the aggressive position that we know where we're going, and perhaps maybe on the other side of the ball they don't.
Tom, do you support the notion that you've got momentum here, or is it at this point just playing well as a football team?
I think we're playing well. I think we're complementing each other. I think there's areas that can be improved upon, as I said the other day. I think our guys are having fun. They're excited. about the opportunity that's been created for him. It's a great challenge, but we're excited about it. And we continue to try to, take those areas that are most concerned for us in terms of how we can continue to complement each other and try to improve them. They have a pretty steady number with the exception of one or two games and the amount of times they do pressure, whether it be dog or blitz. They've done a little bit more with the dog than they have the blitz. They've got good players. You know, when they isolate and they get one-on-one, they're able to get there.
You mentioned the 49ers special team. What about the improvement in your own special teams? What are you chalking up to, especially with some of your...
Consistency and continuing to work at it. Pointing out the areas of concern, doing a better job of illustration, and guys just improving over the course of the season. Starting out with a very young group, I told a story, I think, probably to a bunch, maybe all of you. I stood out there maybe a month ago, and I'm looking at our punt team, and I'm thinking to myself, they're all rookies. What's going on here? You know, but they've gotten better, and they've done a good job, and they continue to. They learn, there's no question. They continue to learn, but they've done a pretty good job. Everything's new to them. So you have to do a great job of anticipating what could happen so that they have a head start on that stuff. Well, I like the adjustment that he's made mentally. That just, he just decided that he's not going to allow any more distractions from a standpoint of the hurts. He made that decision, and he's pretty much stuck with it. And I think it's a very smart move, and he's been very productive in doing that.
Coach, can you stay on the line for a second? And is there any way to quantify the impact Posey has on your overall defense when he's in there as opposed to when he's absent?
One more outstanding player. This is what we've said from day one. The more we have some outstanding football players, the more of them we can put on the field, the more they complement each other, the better off we're going to be. And that's what's happened with being able to get this group together on the field. And as I mentioned the other day, the thing that OC has always made a great impression on me is I don't care what it is. If you're in shells, Pat, he's going full speed. And he sends the right message to everybody else because he really enjoys all aspects of the game from the defensive end standpoint, and he's constantly trying to put pressure, or if it's a run, he's trying to get in position to get the ball out. He continuously does that, and it has when he plays and he gives us that other weapon, it's a very real consideration that the opponent has to make in terms of how are you going to protect against these people.
How much more is being asked of Eli now than say 4 years ago? How much more is being asked of Eli now than 4 years ago when you went on that run?
Well, we've always asked a lot of Eli from the day he got here. You know, he's been able to handle it. So he's proven to us that he could. Anything we felt like we needed to put us in a position to either play well or win, then we put it on his plate. And he's done the extra work always in the classroom to understand everything. And then he's gone on the field and been able to create the mental picture again. So we've always given him a lot. He's always handled a lot, and that's there's no nothing different about that now. No, he was trying to tell me that he saved me from getting wet.
Tom, there are two inside backers are very versatile. How much trouble do they cause you when you try to?
They're outstanding. They're very, very good football players. They're literally the guys that solidify that whole defense. They're very active. When they pressure, they do a nice job of that. They definitely force you to give some thought to how you're going to be able to pick those guys up. And they do a very good job, and they're right in the middle of their defense, and all the communication goes right through those two. Don't let them tackle you. Yeah. Make them miss.
Tom,
They're a good tackling team at all aspects, at all levels. So you've got to be, first of all, ball security. You got to take care of the ball because when they're around, they're going for the ball. Well, I think they do play. They do play physical. They are tough, and it is the challenge always. You know, who's going to win the physical battle? So it's a big part of this game coming up.
Can you talk about the offensive line and kind of how they're gelling now, especially at the end of the season?
The offensive line?
Yeah.
Well, we've been on a little bit of a run here where we have rushed the ball better. We have a really substantial group of veteran guys that have played together. A couple of newcomers here or there, with David Boss being in there and Boothie being now at that left guard position. But they're all veteran players. They're very smart. They work very well together. We haven't had the success in one regard that we would hope to have had with the rush. But we do try to maintain some balance. I neglected to really emphasize enough the other day the outstanding job that they did in order for us to be able to throw the ball up in Green Bay. And the one illustration would have been the play at the end of the half when if the quarterback really can't shuffle up there, it makes it very difficult for him to put the ball in the spot where he has to put it. And those people up front provided us the opportunity for the quarterback to be in position to make that play. Pretty much you can always look at exactly where things start. And they start up front on both sides of the ball. And if you're having some success up there, you have a chance. And if you're not, you don't have much of a chance.
No, I
don't. I look, we're certainly going to spend a lot of time, pay a lot of attention to our game. Because, again, you can see the matchups. There are people against their people. But I look at... For example, last week's game, spent a lot of time looking at that one. I spend a lot of time looking at the more recent games, but I am aware of the divisional games, and I do take a peek at those as well. And we have people assigned to looking at all the games, just so that if there's anything different, it shows up, and we can then make sure that we're aware of the fact that something did occur in a game that was a little bit different. Excuse me? No, people in our division, yeah.
So, how does the board change the sidelines of that 1990 championship game? I know your message is always looking forward, but having had that experience and others, do you kind of put them in your memory bank and take anything from them and apply them to your teams now?
Well, I've thought about that, and we'll talk about some of the things that occurred there, but only from the standpoint of the history and the tradition and what a great event that was at that particular time. But that was a long time ago. And I think there will be some of our players will, because they're historians, will know about that game. But really the great players that played in that game. What's that now? Well, he makes a big difference. No, there isn't any question about that. I mean, you look at the way he's utilized, what they do with their other runners as they come in, how much emphasis there's put on the run game. He certainly is someone you must pay attention to.
All right.
Okay?